What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station today on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.
See, one thing you never do, Ben, never whisper in my ear, I was a little early. That sounds a little weird. You are early. But that's a personal problem. Go visit Longden for that. They'll help you out. Slow it down a little bit for you. It's coming up on 6:02 in the a.m. It's almost. Not quite 6:02. Because Ben was a little early. Or as he said it, I was a little early. That was real breathy, man. That was real breathy. Now it's 6:02 in the a.m. He said, I was a little early. What's up, Ed?
Not much. It's Wednesday, halfway through the week. We're moving along here.
Can I tell you, I didn't know what day it was until you just said it.
I thought yesterday was Wednesday. I don't know why.
Oh, my gosh. It's just been a whirlwind of a week. Been a good one, though.
A lot of travel for you. Orioles are playing good baseball.
Yes, they are. I got in like 2 o'clock.
I figured that.
Yeah, you text me. Good thing it's a short flight. Like, I'm thinking to myself, it's only the 7th inning. Stop.
Yeah.
And then they had to go extras. They had to go extras.
I thought about that last night.
You had to do it, didn't you?
Mm-hmm.
Had a 2-run lead in the bottom of the 9th inning. You had to walk the leadoff hitter, didn't you, Geraldo? You had to do it. And prolong this thing. And when you prolong that, now they got to rearrange all the flight situations for us. Thank you, Geraldo. Appreciate you. Sarcasm. Orioles got the win, though. That's a good road trip for them. It's been a good week for them, to be honest.
Yes.
Taking 2 out of 3 from Seattle at home, mm-hmm. going on a road and taking 2 out of 3 from Houston, shutting them out twice.
Yeah. I mean, that was like awesome.
Yeah, and then taking 2 from Boston. Ed, it was so great, man. Where I'm sitting, the Boston fans are right on top of me. They're on top of me. So I'm just when we won the second game, listen, I don't have a lot to cheer for right now. It's been a disappointing season, so excuse me. So instead of going around and opening the gate and going to the field, I hopped the little fence, make sure they saw me out the fence, and I pointed out to all the Orioles fans. I loved it. I hate Boston. I hate the fans. I don't have to go through this again.
I
have to go through this again. You guys know how I feel about them. How was your day last night, yesterday?
It was fine. It was it was good. It was good. I had fun watching the games. Yesterday was Tuesday, Italian lessons. It's my day, so it's a busy day yesterday.
You still taking those?
Yeah. We'll continue. Yeah.
How far are you into that?
This is my third 10 lesson thing coming up next month.
Oh, so it's 10 lessons at a time?
It's like a semester, yeah. It's like 10 weeks. Yeah.
Is it paying off?
Yeah. I can actually understand conversations now, and yeah, it's getting there. It's going to take a while. It'll take years to get good at this, but I'll do it. What else am I doing?
Got to go to Italy.
I'm going to Italy. That's the plan, hopefully next year.
What part of Italy you want to go? Just various parts?
Various parts, yeah. I mean, because I've not been. It's so much to see. You got to pick like where you want to go. I'd like to go to Tuscany because it's my family, my grandfather's family, so that side, that up there. I'd like to check that out. I don't know.
Yeah.
Grandmother's from the south. We'll see. But yeah.
How about the Yankees last night? 9 home runs again.
Yeah, that's ridiculous.
Second time they've done it this year.
Yeah.
9 home runs.
Mm-hmm.
That's crazy.
I know.
That wasn't even in Yankee Stadium last night, was it? No, it wasn't.
So it's the first thing I thought of when I heard it.
You can't blame Yankee Stadium.
No, because that is exactly the first thing I thought of. Well, that's the bandbox they play in.
But they were in Tampa.
Yeah.
So that's still a launching
pad. Which is their home stadium. It's their home stadium anyway.
Yeah, and also that's a launching pad as well.
It's a tiny place, like 11,000 seats. It's a little tiny stadium.
Yeah, it's not your ideal place, but it's better than that place out in West Sacramento.
I guess, yeah.
It is. Trust me, Ed.
Yeah.
Neither are ideal, but they're better. tad bit better. What's been going on around the home front here? Anything new? Anything change? Everybody still here?
I don't know. You should do a head count. You know this place. It seems like people drop here. It's like Vietnam. You don't get too friendly because you get friendly with somebody. They're not here. You look to your left, they're gone the next day.
I know it's hot in here.
Is it?
Yeah, it's very hot.
Today?
Right here.
Oh, your spot there?
In this area right here.
So first day's been comfortable. I have to wear my jacket in here.
You guys been getting away with having a window half closed, I see.
I had not noticed since you've been gone. It's probably been that way since you left. If you like it open, I'll open it for
you. Thank you very much. I appreciate you. Appreciate you. Charlie's a big help on the road. Love Charlie, man. Making sure I got on the air. Ben, taking care of business as well. Football season right around the corner. We're going to talk about it a little bit later, but that situation in Indy with the Colts, we'll talk about that at 7 o'clock. But that's an example of, man, you need a quarterback.
Yeah.
People reach. That whole class was a big old reach. The Saints still don't have their quarterback situation settled.
They're going to be terrible. I mean, at least people have made, some teams have actually named their starters, like the Browns and the Colts. They've named starters. The Saints haven't even named a starter. You get one week to figure it out.
Speaking of the Browns, we're going to have Nick Wilson on from 92.3 The Fan in Cleveland. I read what Cleveland said. They were treating the back end of their roster like developmental. What is this? What is going on that the NFL team is treating the back end of their roster like developmental?
I don't know.
I don't even know what that means.
I don't know what that means either.
It means it's not important. We know we're not winning, so let's just develop some people in the back end. My glasses aren't working today.
What?
I can't see.
The battery's low?
Yeah, man. Seriously, I can't see far away at all. These numbers don't even focus in on me. Milwaukee Brewers tearing it up. They did lose yesterday. I think they lost both ends of a doubleheader yesterday, but they're still real hot. They're giving away. Now, Ben, did you hear this? That free burgers because of a bet or promotion that has been taking place for what, 40 years, is it? Or longer than that?
Yeah, longer, and they weren't prepared, even though the team had won 10 earlier in the year.
Can't hear.
Yeah.
Oh, sorry. You got me now. I did hear, but the team had won, they weren't prepared. The team had won 10 games just a week ago,
right?
Or 2 weeks ago.
It was a 10-game winning streak that a certain amount of people, you had to have tickets. What does everybody get free burgers? Yeah, you get free burgers. Some restaurant gets free burgers if they win 10 in a row.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh.
So, they had gone up to 14 in a row, and they finally gave the free burgers away, I think, yesterday.
Hmm.
Yeah. Because like Ben said, they weren't prepared. They had to order more meat.
I'll bet.
Especially
multiple times they've done this year.
Yeah, you don't win 10 games in a row a lot. So that's normally a safe bet that if you win 10 games in a row, we give free burgers.
Yeah.
And it was kind of like a joke that took place, I think, like 40 or 50 years ago, if I'm not mistaken.
Good thing it wasn't a car dealer.
Give away free car?
Yeah. Because I know places do it. It's a guy in Texas is the furniture.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, is it Super Bowl
time? Is that Super Bowl, though?
Mm-hmm.
Gives away one free car.
Super Bowl, whatever. Well, he gives away furniture, I think.
Okay.
Or a car deal, whatever. But he gives away a very expensive gift for
his
Super
team
Bowl.
Winning.
Yeah.
That's crazy. I'll give a party. My team wins, I'll give a party. How's that? Open bar. That's it. That's all you get from me.
That's it.
Although, I guess the free burger would be cheaper than the party, though.
Yeah, probably, yes.
Yeah, that'd be cheaper because the booze alone would be a lot of money. 410-583-1057. Is the number. What made Randy Brown choose Tyler Loop? Interesting article on BaltimoreRavens.com. We'll talk about that at 6:45. But on the other side, we'll recap the series that was a two-game series between the O's and the Red Sox. Orioles baseball up next on the...
What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station today on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.
Fan. 6:17 in the AM Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on The Fan. You know, yesterday, I'm not giving a shovel about this because there's parts of me that understand it. And I admire the passion of the fans. But when I gave the lineup yesterday, people instantly start criticizing who was in the lineup. Someone even said, Yay, Mountcastle says no one ever. I said, dude, Ryan Mountcastle is 9 for his last 20 with a double two.
What an idiot.
What are you talking about?
What are you talking about?
Ryan Mountcastle has been on fire. Absolutely. You're not watching. You obviously aren't watching. What did Ryan Mountcastle do yesterday? He went 1 for 5 with another RBI.
Yeah,
1 for 5. That's not great, but he had an RBI in the game in which he only scored four runs.
He's been hitting.
He only scored four. He drove in one. You have not been. If you don't think Ryan Mountcastle belongs in the lineup, then you haven't been watching the Orioles, because he has been steady Eddie.
He has.
His spray chart, his last 14 hits, Ed, the spray chart is everywhere from left center to right center. Everywhere.
And he stole home.
Yeah, how about that? How about that? Orioles have just been getting it done all the way around. The starting pitching has been great. Yesterday, we almost forgot it because at the end of the game, you know, it was, what, 11 innings. But Cigano went 5 innings, giving up no earned runs.
Cigano looked good, man.
The run he gave up was unearned.
Yep.
It's because Holiday made an error, extended the inning, and then he had a balk because he stepped off the third time. Which I thought was a great play, by the way, for Wong. Connor Wong. Because I thought he was stealing home. He was right in front of me. I thought he was stealing home. And Cigano did what pitchers are supposed to do in that situation, stepped off.
Yeah.
Well, when you stepped off and the third baseman, Vasquez, was so far from third base, he couldn't cover third.
Yeah.
Because of the defensive alignment. So there was nobody covering third. So that was, instead of you being able to actually pick him off, it was looked at as a step off. And now the runner automatically scores. That was the Boston Red Sox first run. But the Orioles overall, I like this kid Vasquez. I like him. He's not a starter, but he's a guy you can use. Holiday hit 1 for 4 yesterday as well. Gunnar Henderson 1 for 4 again. It just looks like these guys are coming around. The elephant in the room was Westberg, was hobbling still yesterday with the ankle. And I think we gave the title general soreness unjustly to Tyler O'Neill.
Did we?
Yeah, you know why?
Why?
That doesn't belong to him. That belongs to Tony Mantolino. You know why?
Why?
Because he described Adley Rutschman's pain yesterday as general soreness.
Did he really?
Yes. And when he said it, I had to fight back my laughter because it was during his press conference. I don't know whether it was before or afterwards when he was just, because he talked. Tony Mantolino, by the way, folks, is probably communicates more than any manager that I've ever covered. Seriously. The conversations you have with him before and after the press conference are more valuable than the press conference. They are. But anyway, he used that term general soreness, and like I said, I had to fight back my laughter because I thought to myself, okay, that does not belong to Tyler O'Neill. We can't call him general soreness because he didn't name himself that. That belongs to Tony Mancelino because he said, Adley is experiencing general soreness right now.
That sounds so stupid.
Gosh.
General soreness. You're a professional athlete. You're supposed to be sore every day. It's the way it is, man.
Ed.
General soreness.
We're over 50. Yeah. We're generally sore.
Yeah, yeah. You know when I was sore? At 4:05 this morning, my body was killing me.
Well, you got.
Yeah. I was like, figured out how to get out of bed this morning. Every day it's different. Oh, let me throw my legs over the side. Oh, let me push off my left arm.
Exactly. I don't know what's happening. Think about it first.
Yeah.
It's strategic.
Come on.
Ben, let me explain something to you. I'm 54. At my age, if I don't work out, my body's sore. If I work out, my body's sore.
And this is good. Yeah, it's absolutely true.
So either way,
yeah,
my body's sore.
Yeah. I'm going to the gym after the show. Right? That's why I'm in these clothes. If my body's sore now, it'll be sore later.
You pick the soreness that you want because there's a soreness of being out of shape and you don't know what's going to happen. And then there's a soreness of being in shape where you know at least you're in shape. So we live with general soreness. Period.
100%.
Either climb on top and it's a sweat factory or you climb on top and you got good cardio and you're good to go.
Mm-hmm.
Am I right?
Yes.
Orioles, nonetheless, are on a roll. They find themselves 8 games under .500. And I'm going to go back. I'm going to say this until the season's over or did they prove me wrong. Go back to 2022. Before the trade deadline, headed into the trade deadline, the Orioles were under .500. They took off after the trade deadline. You know why? Because roles became defined. New leaders stepped up. Guys start being in the lineup every day. They started being more comfortable. They now find themselves 8 games under 500, and they're playing good baseball after the trade deadline.
Yeah.
Because now roles are being defined. Guys, look, the fans are complaining about the lineup being changed every day. They're not making that complaint anymore, Ed. They're not. The only thing that you complain about now, which you can't control, are injuries. But you don't. Yeah. If you don't have injuries, you know where Holiday is going to hit. You know where Rutschman's going to hit. You know where Gunner's going to hit. You know where Westberg is going to hit. You know where these guys are going to hit. You know where they're going to play. That's a huge. I think this the weight of not knowing, the weight of not having a defined role is gone. I just think these guys are a little bit more comfortable, man.
Yeah, I do. Hope so. He won't have injuries, just have general soreness.
Yes, have him.
I still can't believe he says that.
Yeah, he said.
I'm sorry.
I kind of laugh, which, you know, he has a dry sense of humor, because I asked him also, I said, he said something about the ninth inning. I said, speaking of the ninth inning, in a save situation, who's your guy? He laughed. He said, that's a good question. that's a good question. Meaning, I don't quite know yet, but we'll figure it out. Then he said Geraldo wants it. I know that much. They put Geraldo in, and he wasn't ready.
Well, let me tell you what was pretty amazing, I must say, was Garcia.
Oh, my gosh.
What the hell was that?
Oh, my gosh, Ed.
I was going to text you, but I don't want to bother you. I know you're working. I think I'm watching. I'm like, base is loaded, nobody out.
Yeah,
you bring him in to minimize the damage, basically, just to keep it to one run.
Exactly,
that's it. Keep it to one run. No, strike out the side on 12 pitches,
9 swings and misses.
Yes,
you know, as fate would have it, you know who I met before the game in the concessions area? His dad and his wife.
Oh, you're kidding? Yeah,
his dad. I'm walking by, and the guy yells my name. I'm looking around. He said, I'm Garcia. He said, I'm Rico's dad. And I'm thinking to myself, I know a Rico, and he's black. So I looked at him like,
I know Uncle Rico.
He said, Rico Garcia. I said, oh, what's going on? Grab one another. He said, he watches the broadcast and all that stuff. Then Rico comes to the game, bases loaded. I'm thinking to myself, I swear to you, I'm thinking, yeah, it's probably not a good day for his dad to be to attend, because right. This is not going to end well. And I think I was pounding on the side of the rail, pissing off Red Sox fans. Mm-hmm. And it was fun. It was a fun inning. The eighth inning was until the ninth inning came. It's showing it right there on TV.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. That's so funny.
310-583-1057 is the number. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. Is the Colts quarterback situation an example of how desperate NFL teams are for quarterbacks? We'll talk about that at 7 o'clock. But on the other side, with all the hype and all the excitement, news that we didn't want to hear. Jordan Westberg, Adley Rutschman, out of the lineup again for the Orioles. Baltimore's Big Bad.
What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station today on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.
Morning show on the Fan. 6:33 in the a.m. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan on this hump day Wednesday. And yesterday, we heard from our manager, Tony Mancelino, and he told us, we saw the play ourselves on Monday. Jordan Westberg, we talked about it at length yesterday, rounding second base, looking to take advantage of maybe a bobble or something in the outfield. It didn't happen. He's turned back, and we realized when he stumbled to the bag that he injured his foot. We saw him hobbling around the clubhouse yesterday. Mancelino said that they're hoping that it's a situation where they can hold him out for a couple of days and not put him on the IL.
Yeah.
Today is probably the day where you'll know more than yesterday. You know how the old sprained ankles are 2 days afterwards when you really know.
100%.
Adley Rutschman, some soreness.
Is his general too?
Yeah. And his in his side. So he was out of the lineup as well. To hoping to avoid the IL with him. And it just seems to be, and whenever you get guys back, you lose guys.
Yeah.
We can't have, it's almost like the line in Friday. We can't have two things. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You got the ham without the burger. You got the peanut butter without the jelly. Yep. You know what I mean? You can't. And we saw for a brief glimpse in Houston what this lineup could do when they are all together. But we're not seeing it.
Mm-hmm.
Again.
Yeah, I mean, I guess that's true for a lot of teams, though. Seems like it's worse with the Orioles.
It is worse.
It just does. As soon as, you know, one guy gets healthy, it's something else happens. It's, you know, unexpected. Because I got to admit, like, when Eflin and Bautista put on the IL, I'm like, how'd that happen?
Yeah.
That kind of came out of nowhere.
They tied a franchise record for most trips to the IL, and they established a franchise record for most outfielders used in a year.
Did they really?
Yep.
Oh.
Yes. They've had more IL trips than anybody in baseball right now. Mm. So you're right. Those things happen for a lot of teams, but not at the pace of the Baltimore Orioles.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's bad.
It's bad. It is bad. It's really bad. Yeah.
It's almost as if you're healthy and guys come back, you almost wonder, okay, man, guess it's my turn. Somebody's gone. Guess it's my turn.
Mm-hmm.
I've never seen anything like this in all of baseball, especially for the Orioles. I've never seen this before. 410-583-1057. That's the number. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. Going back to Westberg, are injuries a problem for him with you?
I am getting concerned. Yes, and I know a lot of his injuries come from hustle and that. But boy, he's so talented. He's so important to the team. I mean, Timmy, this is the third baseman of the future. This is it. And he's hurt a lot.
Right.
You know, it's an issue.
Yeah. Because the whole wins over replacement thing, that's real. I like Vasquez. I do. I like him starting maybe once a week in the pickle, maybe twice a week.
Mm-hmm.
But wins over replacement kicks in when guys are starting for a week. How many games would you have won that week if you had Westberg playing third instead of Vasquez? And again, this is not an indictment on the kid. I like the guy. I like Vasquez. But he's not Jordan Westberg. If he was,
he's not, yeah.
He'd be somewhere else being Jordan right. Westberg.
Yep.
Or he'd beat out Jordan Westberg.
Yep.
But he's not a guy that you want playing every day.
No, definitely not. And it's just, I've said this a couple of times, even recently this week, I think it was Ryan, we were talking to Ryan Ripken. I mean, after, you know, Gunnar, I think he's the second best player on this team at the moment. When he's healthy.
It's hard to argue against that.
It is. I really think he is. And that said, it's like I'm concerned because he's injured a lot. Because it's like, damn, you can't have the second best guy on your team, you know, out all the time.
When he grows up and when the other one, if the other one can stay healthy, how good is your infield of Gunnar, Jackson, and Westberg?
Outstanding.
When Jackson grows up, because he's not who he's going to be. Not yet.
No. What'd you think of the ball he botched that second last night?
Yeah.
When he shuffled, he kind of, you know, he broomed it over to second base. I mean, that was a fairly easy play.
That clock in his head was too fast.
Yeah.
Sometimes that clock in his head speeds up. But you have more time than you think. But yes. Then he comes back later and makes a double play when the ball takes a hop on him. Mm-hmm. And he has to sit down a little bit and scoop it over there. Yeah. That was a good play. But it's about consistency. Let's go to Gunnar Henderson. Look at all the how inconsistent he was last year.
He was. He had a lot of errors.
Now, this year, he's arguably defensively the best shortstop in the American League.
Yeah.
Arguably. He should be a Gold Glove finalist.
Didn't he lead the American League in errors last year?
As shortstop, I'm pretty sure he did. I think you're right. Yeah. And now this year, he's like, it's been a while since he made one. He's making plays on top of plays, but you got to have Westberg and Adley Rutschman. We did he's caught – 500 games so far his career, and his win percentage is ridiculous as a catcher.
Yeah.
We did that stat the other day on Masson. Mm-hmm. You look at Adley Rutschman, they win games when he's behind the plate.
They do. I know. It's,
you know, why? I don't know. So, you know, you can't quantify what the it factor is. It's just it.
And it can't, and it's real. It's like, that's why. When did this team turn around? May 21st, a couple of years when he came up. That's when the turnaround started. Yeah. When he arrived in Baltimore. It's not Quince is not a myth. He said that his winning percentage is amazing. This whole turnaround started when he got here. Yeah. So I don't
is
know
he the best player on the team?
No.
But there's an it factor with him that matters. Let's go to Baltimore and get Mike. What's up, Mike? Yes.
Hello. Hey, it's Mike.
That's what I said, Mike in Baltimore.
I didn't hear you.
Okay.
Hey, look, man, this injury stuff, I mean, I really hope it's a just a phase and not a trend. You know, remember that year when the Ravens, when just about everybody went down?
Yeah.
And we had to pretty much field a practice squad team.
This
injury stuff is crazy, man. But I was just chuckling yesterday about the general soreness thing. It kind of reminded me of the it was an episode of the Beverly Hillbillies where this guy had something called general peritonitis, and Granny thought general peritonitis was a military guy or whatever.
Yes.
But this general soreness, I mean, that kind of threw me because I suffer from that every goddamn morning, man.
Yes, so do we all.
Something is hurting.
Yep.
Yeah, but I hope it's just a phase. And not a trend. It's incredible, man, these injuries.
It's ridiculous. Thanks a lot for the call, Mike. 410-583-1057 is the number. Clubhouse Connections. I got a few things to tell you at 7:15. What's going on with the Baltimore Orioles behind the curtain. But on the other side, what made Randy Brown choose Tyler Loop? There's an article on BaltimoreRavens.com that really got my attention. I think it's fascinating. I want to share with you up next on The Fan. We see Tyler Loop, and we know he was drafted in the sixth round. But, Ed, I don't know if you noticed, and maybe I missed it because when the draft comes around, it's the beginning of the baseball season, which is literally my other job. And maybe this is a story that I missed, but I know I hadn't heard it recently. You know how Randy Brown selected Tyler Loop as the kicker that he wanted to get drafted by the Ravens? All right. He had lunch or dinner, I should say, with some kickers. He had a 2.5-hour dinner at a restaurant in Tucson. Is it Tucson? Was it Tucson?
Tucson,
Arizona, with Tyler Loop. They sat across the table. He listened to Loop explain, the process of going through kicking the ball, the sweet spot, all those things. Even at one point, they moved tables and chairs so Loop could show him.
Really?
Yeah. After the dinner, Randy Brown texts John Harbaugh saying, "I think we have our guy." When the draft came around, they drafted him in the sixth round, and this is his guy. This is Randy Brown's guy. Randy Brown handpicked Tyler Loop, which I did not know. I thought he was a guy that maybe the scouting department saw. They liked him. They drafted him like they do most other people. I had no idea that your kicking coach handpicked this guy. He thought he had not only the talent, but the moxie, the intestinal fortitude, and all those things to be a kicker who can handle not only success, but some failure. And that's how he became the sixth-round draft pick of the Baltimore Ravens. I think that's a fascinating story.
It is fascinating because they don't draft kickers much in the NFL.
He's the first kicker drafted in the history of the Baltimore Ravens.
Yep.
But for Randy Brown to take on that kind of responsibility and that to be under his tutelage like that, I think is now that gives me even more faith in Tyler Loop because you're not just here because I'm taking you under my wing because they drafted you. I'm taking you under my wing because I picked you.
Yeah.
I hand picked
you. I vouch for you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you got to work. This has got to work.
Yeah.
I told these guys it would work. So, I mean, he's probably, spending time with them. Probably like a son to him almost. At least, another family member. You've got to work. My success is hitched to you. If you don't work, that's on me. I love that. I absolutely love that. He said, in games and in practice, Tyler Loop, if he misses one, he normally follows it with a good kick. He said, John Harbaugh, after going 5-for-6, decided, look, we're going to stop with the nonsense. This is our guy. Let's move forward full speed ahead with just him. I think that was decided that he was they drafted him, but okay, I'll play along. I'll say you did it after he went 5-for-6. You drafted a kicker. You're not cutting him.
Well, it's kind of cool they did that, too, because that takes the pressure. It's your job, kid. Because if you're going to hold a guy for no reason, I get it. It's still a little competition. But after, he's going to be the kicker. So
he said the process, it builds those repetitions of repetition. Randy Brown was saying this guy kicks all the time. That's all he does. He's a student of the game. not just the physical part of the game, but the mental aspect of the game too. It really gave you a different insight. You know me, I don't talk about kickers too much. But I read this article because, you know, number one, hats off to the Ravens for the headlines of the article. It says how Clifton Brown, who's phenomenal, how Randy Brown's coast-to-coast search landed Tyler Loop. I didn't know Randy Brown went through a coast-to-coast search looking for a kicker.
Either. Yeah.
I didn't know that. And some of you knew it. Good for you. I did not know that. Again, they may have talked about that during the draft, but you got to excuse me. While everybody's fully locked in draft mode, I'm beginning to my other job doing baseball. So I didn't know that job. I didn't know that was a thing that happened. But I love the fact that he picked his guy.
Yeah. It's actually awesome they picked his guy. As you say, got to work.
I think the kid's going to be successful.
I do too. His last outing was great. I mean, you know, 5 of 6 with a 53-yarder. I mean, you can't ask for more than that.
I have more faith. I have even more faith in him because, again, I'm sorry. I don't want to beat a dead horse because the kicking coach picked him.
Yeah, right.
This guy picked him.
Yeah.
It's not. He's not. Randy Brown's not stuck with Tyler Loop. Randy right. Brown picked Tyler Loop.
Yeah.
That gives me even more. I had confidence in him already, but that gives me even more confidence knowing this is the guy you wanted.
Yeah, me too.
There's a reason you wanted
him. We've all heard stories about when quarterbacks are stuck with coaches get stuck with quarterbacks. Like, I remember the Giants, didn't it?
Yeah.
He didn't want Danny Dimes.
He did not.
Yeah.
Who did he want to keep?
Who was the gap? But he did not want Jones, and he ended up having him, didn't work out, and, you know, and then his ass on the hot seat because the team hasn't won in, you know, forever.
Are you stuck with the quarterback? I heard the guy that's down in Jacksonville right now didn't really want Trevor Lawrence, but Trevor Lawrence was there before him.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's a problem.
Yeah.
You know, all hands were on deck with Lamar Jackson when they drafted him. That's different. All hands were on deck. They wanted him. They figured out this is it's sort of like this. All hands are on deck with this Tyler Loop kid. I think that's a great thing. 410-583-1057, that's the number. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. Because I talk about kickers and I kid around about it. But I'm not stupid. I do know that one day it's going to come down to his right foot.
Absolutely, sure. This season it will.
Maybe a playoff game. Yeah. One day it's going to come. Yep. You play at least 17 games. At least one of them is going to come down to the right leg of Tyler Loop.
Yes. Yeah, that's no joke. It definitely is.
I don't care how good your team is. In fact, the better your team is, the more opportunities he's going to get. Because you may have those opportunities where you're playing a great team and you got to come from behind late, or it's a tie game, you got to kick a field goal late. You're going to have those opportunities. And I hope the kid has the mental and the testing fortitude to get the job done. Because this is a team expected to go to the Super Bowl and win it. Your kicker can't be your weak link.
No. Definitely not. Definitely not. I'm glad they found him because that was, you'd hate to see, because could you just imagine, you know, if the season was decided by two games, say, or three games that were blown by a kicker?
This freaking guy. Yeah. That's what we say.
Yeah.
410-583-1057. That's the number. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. Clubhouse Connections at 7:15, but on the other side, looking at the Indianapolis Colts, you talk about Danny Dimes. He is going to be the starting quarterback for the Colts. Why? Because they drafted a guy in Richardson that they do not believe in right now. It's obvious that they don't. Is the Colts situation an example of how desperate NFL teams are for quarterbacks? Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan.
What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station today on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.